watch. What you wanna watch.
Alright, well, this is the first episode of Netflix Has No Chill.
Netflix has no chill.
So pretty.
If you didn't know.
Yeah. Which is something we've been talking about for a while.
Yeah, so I guess we should introduce ourselves.
Sure,
so
yeah, that's a great place to start.
My name is Adriana Ramos.
And I am Zach Raggetts.
And we actually met each other through Netflix and Chill.
Very true.
So
that and thus conversations arose in which, you know, we realized there's so much shit on Netflix.
Yeah, there is an endless amount of...
You could literally watch Netflix 24 hours a day and still probably not watch all of it.
No, not at all.
After a year.
Maybe. No.
I don't know.
No. I would say maybe.
I don't know,
like,
man. If
you were 24 hours just sitting and watching Netflix.
I may be a little bit too high to be able to do the math right now, but that is.
But it changes. It keeps changing, though. Like, we get new content every.
For sure, yeah.
I don't know how
frequently. There are new things added to Netflix, like, every day.
Yeah, so we're basically here to guide you along the way on what to watch, what to not watch with your significant other, and you're having that daily question of what should we watch, and you guys just kind of sit there for
We spend a half an hour just browsing Netflix and then we don't watch anything and go to bed.
And
like,
so what happens is that we will ask each other what should we watch,
and neither of us really knows
end up watching like The Office.
There's two outcomes. We either just turn off Netflix and go to bed after half an hour of browsing if we're too tired or whatever, or we just watch reruns of something that we already know, like Parks and Rec or The Office or whatever.
But we got to expand that bubble.
We do.
Yeah,
I feel like there's a lot of untold secrets on Netflix. There's like crazy documentaries and stuff,
little indie movie.
Yes. Netflix model is quantity will allow you to get a little bit of quality at some point. So they just throw money at like 1,000 things, and then like 15 of them are great, and you're like, wow, I got 20 hours of great content out of that.
Yep.
And so that's what this podcast is for, to help you find those little nuggets.
Yep. So I guess we should also say our taste.
You go first, my dear.
Okay. So I think for me, number one, I'm a sucker for musicals.
Okay.
You know this?
Yes.
So,
number one movie is what?
Phantom of the Opera is here.
Because you were going to say La La Land, and I was like, look.
Oh, no.
I just wept during La La Land. It doesn't mean
it was my favorite movie. A cathartic journey, and it was worth the 15 minutes of credits just to cry through. Okay.
Yes, yeah. I will never forget. But yeah, I like musicals. I like comedies. I like psychological thrillers.
Okay.
So I'm kind of all over the place.
If you were like gonna watch a movie marathon of Adriana Ramos's tastes, what would be like the first three movies you'd watch? Obviously, Phantom.
Definitely
the Opera,
Phantom, because that's just
K-Mas.
It's so ridiculous, people. Oh. Only three?
Three, yes, only three. That's fine. You can take your time.
No. So, it would be definitely The Phantom in my comedy range. Oh, man. Definitely love Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Okay,
but I don't know. I don't know if that's
I'm surprised you haven't said any Baz Luhrmann movies.
I was going to say Moulin Rouge, that's why, because I'm going for my three genres.
I like that all musicals. 100% musical.
I couldn't say just another musical.
Yes, you can. That's your taste.
I do love
You like
Moulin
a lot
Rouge.
Of style,
no,
a lot of color. It's okay if you got some high drama and telenovela like antics in there.
Yeah, don't put me in a box, okay?
I'm not putting you in a box. I'm expanding your horizon to include all sorts of genres.
Yeah, so I guess maybe those are the three.
Okay.
I would give a psychological thriller, but it takes me forever because all I can think of is Silence of the Lambs, and I don't want to be cliche.
So quintessential and yet so cliche, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so I would say I have a pretty eclectic taste, but I like I like good shit, if that makes sense. Because I'm a snob. I don't know. I would say probably my favorite movie is Shame. I really like dramas and like a good character-driven story, even if like very little happens.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful Michael Fassbender.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, Michael Fassbender naked is nothing that I can complain about. So.
Yes.
I promise he's straight, guys.
Hey, but if Michael Fassbender's dick is on screen, I'm not gonna not see it, okay?
It's there.
I've got a dick. I see a dick every day.
Yeah.
So why would I be... Anyways. Yeah. Okay. So then I would say also... like Tropic Thunder is probably in my three playthrough.
Yeah.
That's probably my follow up. And then, man, fuck, that third movie is hard. I see why the dilemma here.
Yeah.
Because I could like knee jerk and say like There Will Be Blood or something like that.
Never seen it.
But also like Blade Runner or even like Arrival from a couple years ago.
Never seen it.
I know you haven't seen a lot of these movies.
This is why we need this.
That's funny. You're like I'm putting on Phantom every month. If you're around, you're gonna have to watch it.
I
don't rewatch movies though. So like if I've seen it, I'm like I'll watch it in 10 years and appreciate.
I can tell you word for word how that movie goes. I can tell you word for word, I think, how all those movies go. So the ones
if it's movies that I've seen a lot, it would be like Spaceballs and Monty Python and like movies I grew up watching as kids, but like and like Sandlot and like I can't think of any other movies at this point.
This is why this is so perfect, because we have completely different
very little overlap.
I think.
Taste,
and
But I feel like I really enjoy watching the movies that you tend to like. I see why you enjoy them. They're just not movies I seek out, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm also trying to think of, like... I do like some James Bond movies. Some of the Daniel Craig movies I do like, too. So they're, like, I do enjoy action movies. I also sometimes really like a shitty, like, fantasy movie. Like, that Solomon Kane movie starring that James Purefoy dude from, fucking everything. Anyways, I was having a conversation with someone else. I'm realizing that now about this.
Because I have no idea.
She's looking at me like, you're just like, what? These are names.
So ignorant. Oh, my God.
Names mean nothing to Adriana Ramos.
I work in film.
I know. It's funny. I work at a fucking coffee shop, and you work in the entertainment business, and you're looking at me like I'm an idiot.
No, I'm just really bad with names. I will get better. This is like a New Year's resolution sort of thing. I need to start getting better.
You like gotta put some names to faces.
Yeah, I need to.
Lock that shit into your cerebro.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, should we talk about the movie that we just watched?
Yeah. Let's just jump into it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, let's talk about the movie at least for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, first.
Okay, yeah, good
first,
idea.
Let me explain about how we ended up on this movie.
Oh, it's yes,
because
yes, yes.
We were trying to find something.
That's a good part. I like this. This should be like a part of every conversation.
Yeah.
How
did
we got
we get here.
Right.
And
because that's always an element to Netflix.
Instead of going through your typical, like, what Netflix has set out for you.
Sure, yeah.
I instead went to the category section and started looking at movies. And I don't even know how
You went to new releases in the category section.
Is that what I even do? No, but then I left it.
Did you? That's when I saw you looking around.
Maybe I was in there. I don't know where I was.
I don't know. Somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere in the
let's
abyss.
Let's do this section. And then we're like, I don't know.
I don't know actually how I ended up here. But
I know we definitely went through the categories though, because we were looking at a whole bunch of, maybe that was some other movies, sorry, you look like you were gonna say something.
Sorry, we just keep talking over each other. No, it's fine.
Terrible for podcasting.
Sorry, but I think what caught my attention more than anything was the picture, the thumbnail that they have for this movie looks exactly like a James Bond movie. Like, they could have taken this 007 that's recently come out with Daniel Craig and just 100% stole the idea. And since you've been working on your own James Bond spoof,
right,
it kind of caught my attention.
You were like,
what is it?
Skyfall-esque.
Yeah, exactly. Since
it's even like the graphic design of it and everything.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
They stole everything from it.
But the movie has a terrible title on Netflix.
Oh my God.
So I had a knee jerk in the other way when you pulled this up. I was like, this is called Spy Time.
Spy Time, you've heard that right.
It's Spy Tiempo for the Spanish-speaking audience.
Yes, Spy Time. I was really put off by that.
Yeah, me too. It's not a good rename.
Ooh.
Should have kept
this looks like it's worth $2.
Yeah. Yeah. But then it also, like, I don't know. I was very concerned going in that it was just going to be the Spanish version of Skyfall because...
We've seen it.
We've seen it.
You could watch it with Spanish subtitles.
Yeah.
You could literally watch it with Spanish and voiceover.
It's Daniel Craig.
Yeah. Beautiful people.
Yeah. Like pretty people doing crazy shit. Mm-hmm. This was also one of those movies, but in a very different way, I would say.
Yeah. It was.
I was pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to start with that.
Stole the words from my mouth. Yeah.
Excellent. The full title, the actual title is, what is it called? Shoot, I forgot already.
It is, hold
on. A way better title that I immediately forgot.
Anacleto, Agente Secreto.
Oof, oof.
That's what it is.
And now everybody knows why I'm dating you.
But yes, it's his name, his agent name is Anacleto, which rhymes with Agente Secreto. And for people who don't...
If you're not used to hearing Spanish all the time.
Never took a Spanish course.
Yeah. Or haven't since high school.
It just means secret agent.
Right.
And.
But his name is Anacleto.
Which rhymes with that.
Agente Secreto.
So clever.
Yeah. It's a very good title. So I think that's a great title.
Yeah.
And if you leave it at that, then people know that they're going into a movie with all Spanish. Yep. Which is fine.
Yeah. That was another reason why I decided to watch it, was because I was going to give it a no. I was going to be like, nope, not watching this. And then you asked, is this in Spanish? And I went, no. And then I played
it. Pulled it up and all of the names of the people were Hispanic. Like, yeah. It's going to be an English movie if just the director is Hispanic. And then there's like a whole bunch of other names. And you're like, okay,
white
this is
people.
White.
White people.
I didn't say it. You said it. Hashtag racist. I'm just kidding. No, but I'm like, okay. And also the James Bond, literally, it looks like they found, like, the most famous not Daniel Craig in Spain.
Huh. Interesting.
Because, like, okay. To me, I was like, he looks like the Hispanic Daniel Craig and Pierce Brosnan all in one. God damn it. Our dog is digging
we
in
need
a
to
blanket.
Take her collar off. We're so sorry. We have a dog here.
She's running around with her slave collar. And... The key is jingling. Yeah,
okay, we took off the slave collar. Okay. She's good. She's free.
She's free now.
For now.
Dog is a free dog.
All right. So, I have never seen any of these actors before.
Yeah.
Have never seen any of these people.
This is a Spanish movie.
This is completely in Spain. So, even though I speak Spanish, I speak Mexican Spanish, which is quite different.
De Mexico.
Yes. And Spain is so fast. They speak so fast.
Dear God. I barely speak Mexican Spanish. And I could understand every other word.
Yeah, no, like, I was...
And all the...
It's so beautiful.
That's all I would get. It was, like, just randomly...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was fun. It was so much fun to watch. It was such... I'm so excited that we're doing this because this is exactly what I want people to get out of it. Like, go watch this movie. Right. I recommend this movie.
I would recommend this movie too, especially if you speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. Like, number one, if you speak Spanish, you're going to love this movie because it's very, like, funny and, like, it's got, it spoofs James Bond real well.
Yeah. So, the story is about...
Yeah, the log line.
Would be James Bond... goes to save his son. That's the most boring log line I have ever thought of in my life.
Secret agent Anacleto is forced to take on the last mission of his life, protect his son.
Dang.
What do you think of that? I'm like,
writing.
You gotta be able to put these
words
together.
That was so beautiful. But yeah, that's the perfect way to describe this movie.
Yeah, so it's wow, I'm great at words, aren't I? It is an excellent movie in that it spoofs what is great about the James Bond movies without losing, like, the cool factor. Like, it's a very stylish and well-executed action movie, but also it's very funny.
Yeah, and the shots were so interesting. They just had a lot of scenery. So in the beginning, it's typical. Yeah, you know exactly what you're going into with this James Bond. You know that the layout is supposed to be incredible and just...
All these wide shots.
Yeah, these wide shots with all these beautiful places. And the colors, mm-hmm. too. You know, I love movies that are super vibrant, yes. super colorful. And this is one of them.
Yes. The Fall, that's another movie you love.
Oh,
like this,
yeah.
That reminded me a lot of like some of the desert stuff of The Fall.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think they took those lessons from Skyfall and like the very and Spectre as well mm-hmm. from James Bond, where they have all these like huge, like wide scenic shots of him just like walking through the desert.
Yeah. They did a really good job at not imitating it too much, you know?
Like, yeah, it was like definitely distinct. It was his own character. It wasn't just James Bond.
Yeah. And they talk about James Bond in this movie, which is hilarious.
Yeah. Because
they know exactly who these... They talk about Jason Bourne. They talk about James Bond.
Right.
And they know exactly who they're making fun of.
Right.
And it's great.
They don't hide that fact at all. It knows what it is, which is what I appreciated.
Yeah.
If a lesser movie would just try to be James Bond
mm-hmm.
and just be like, okay... So you're just doing a shittier James Bond, like, with less money and, but this was, like, a cooler world because it, like, also acknowledges that those things exist. And so it could be very silly and, like, mm-hmm. recognizable, but then swing wildly back into crazy action movie with over-the-top violence and, like, superhuman abilities.
Yeah, so this was definitely falling into the category of, like, action and comedy.
Yeah, it's definitely an action comedy.
It's just...
Very violent. At times, like, it is silly at also in its violence. Like, it is very violent. At times. It reminds me, did you ever read those like Spy versus Spy comics?
No.
In the Mad magazine, those like black and white. I think this is I know this is based off of a comic.
Okay.
Which is spoofing James Bond mm-hmm. in Spain. But I'm thinking they're probably inspired by Spy versus Spy because that is a very like just cartoonishly violent thing.
Yeah.
And this does it, but it is also gruesome about it. So yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to give any spoilers out.
Right.
Yeah, there was just a lot of brutality.
Yes.
In this.
Yeah.
And some that I accepted, some that I didn't accept.
True.
One that I didn't accept.
We'll talk about a couple things in the spoilers here in a little bit. But I think overall, I really enjoyed this movie.
Mm-hmm.
You just sort of have to accept that it's going to be. Very silly at times, and then also very, like, action-heavy and cool at times.
Yeah. If you like comedies and you like action and a little bit of blood here and there...
Right. If you're okay with a little bit... Yeah, you're not too squeamish.
Yeah, then totally, I think this is for you.
Yeah, definitely.
And just gonna save it. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. The main character was really cute.
Like, which one?
The son.
Dad?
No, oh. no, the son.
Oh,
so the son in this...
The elephant in the room, I'm like, the what?
Is the son. That he starts off as this guy who is just a lowlife, who just works...
Right.
Watching security footage and being a security guard, but doesn't do anything.
Right.
Like, immediately opens up with people robbing the store that he's supposed to be watching.
And he's just
watching,
like, well,
and he's just like, well...
I don't want to fight him. Should we call the police? But then there's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, no, let's not.
They put him at the lowest possible starting point.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
And it just seems like his world is crumbling around him.
Yeah.
Slowly and quickly. And
are we moving into spoilers now? Or
no, not yet.
Okay.
And then...
I guess it's like the first minute of the movie.
Yeah, this is...
Spoiler for the first minute of this movie.
And finally, you go to the dad, James Bond, who is on the other side of the world, it seems.
Well, the movie starts with the dad.
Yeah.
In the... like desert, his car breaks down and like a whole bunch of shit he's just like treasures through the desert, just like, well, I gotta walk 100 more miles, like, no fucks, in my tuxedo, I'll smoke cigarettes the whole time, cool, no water, fuck that, here I go.
Meeting up with one of his arch
associates,
nemesis.
Oh, I forgot it already, apparently.
Like, I don't know how it was just too quick.
Like, there was just a lot of action and, like, backstory, but it all felt, like, goofy like James Bond parody backstory that like didn't matter. It was just like, but it doesn't matter. It's like, this is a bad guy. That's you remember how this is a bad guy? So it in that way, I don't think it takes itself too seriously, which I like.
Yeah. And then
you cut back to his son.
Who sucks.
Just
like, boom.
They could, I don't think they could actually make him less likable in the beginning of the movie. Like, he is such a, like, just lump of meat in his life.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a driver's license. Like, it's all of this. Yeah. It's,
no driver's license, just working at a, I don't even know what it was. It was like an electronics store overnight. Like a
shitty Fry's electronics in Spain.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And then it all hits him at once. It doesn't hit him, I guess, all at once that his dad is a...
His dad is in danger, and the bad guy's like, I finally found out you have a son, don't you? And then James Bond apparently has a no poker face and just is like, fuck you!
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, obviously you have a son. I'm gonna go find him and kill him now.
So, let's just say some of the names here.
Sure, let's credit some of these...
because the director...
fine artists at work.
Javier Ruiz Calera.
Never even heard of this person before.
Yeah, what he's done.
But I'm interested in his other work.
Yeah, I mean,
if he does more comedy, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Even action comedy, this is...
It was very well paced. Like, because it's such a, like, fast-moving dialogue and action that it's sort of just like, okay, yeah, some of that doesn't make sense, but it doesn't matter. Let's just keep having fun. Yeah. Like, that's how this the movie sort of rolls through.
Yeah.
So, props to the director. Yeah, he does a great job.
Good job. And I want to say that the dialogue was amazing, but I missed a lot of it. I just had to read the subtitles.
The English subtitles.
Yeah, the English subtitles.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't quite understand a lot of the, like...
There was a lot of idiomatic humor, for sure.
Like, Spanish humor.
Yeah.
And, like, turns of phrase that, like,
but still,
I kind of caught, and I think they translated fairly well in the English subtitles. So, like, you get the gist of it, but you can tell that, like, you're outside of an inside joke. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But I feel like I didn't mind that. Like, I wasn't just I don't want to watch
it. It made me appreciate it, but just like, I wish I knew.
Yeah.
What's so funny about that? Like, I can tell that that's supposed to be a fucking hilarious joke, but maybe I just don't
get it. So, James Bond, Emmanuel Arrier. The son is Quim Gutierrez. The girlfriend is Alexandra Jimenez. The best friend is Berto Romero. And the bad guy is Carlos Areces.
I love that we, like, don't even know the characters.
I don't know their names.
The bad guy.
It's okay. That's
the not James Bond. Yeah, exactly.
That's how everybody needs to know.
Let's be honest. That's how you're going
to
talk about the movie anyways.
Yeah.
This is not some highbrow piece of review. This is, if you're sitting on the couch
and you need something to watch, this is it.
Yes. And you have an appreciation for Spanish films and you like James Bond and you want to giggle a little bit.
I think you're going to put some people off by saying appreciation for Spanish films, because I don't feel like this fell into the category of like Spanish film. Oh, of course, other than the fact that they're speaking Spanish, everything else felt like it could have been.
Sure.
This could have easily been made in English.
It has the sensibility of an American movie, 100%.
Yeah. Just that they speak Spanish.
Yeah.
That's about it.
But I'm sure there are definitely people who are like, I don't want to watch a movie that's in a different language and read it the whole time.
True.
Which, fine. If that's your prerogative, that's your prerogative. But I think that, like, this is a movie worth doing that. Like, even with, if you miss some of the subtitles, it's not like you're going to lose a lot. Like, all you're going to miss is maybe a joke that you might not get anyways, right?
True.
So I think this is, like, a worthwhile thing to say. Because some people will be like, hard pass. But I feel like just watch, like, the first 5 minutes and it just
And
sort
you decide.
Of, yeah.
Yeah.
As with anything
spy
on
time.
Netflix. Can I just flag something real quick before we move into the spoiler talk?
Yes.
On Netflix, if you don't like it after like 5 minutes, don't watch it.
Yeah.
10 minutes. Like, if it doesn't seem to be holding any promise or grabbing your attention and you haven't heard anything about it and you're just trying it out, move on. There's plenty of other shit.
There's so
much. But if you have heard about it, maybe watch the whole episode. I don't know. If someone's like, this is an amazing show, give it a little bit longer. But, like, if you're just browsing and you're like, this comedy special, I've never heard of this person, here, I'll play it. If after 10 minutes you haven't laughed at all, just move on.
Yeah. That's what I did with this, too. I told you. I was like, hey, if this isn't good after, like, 5 minutes,
totally,
let's turn it off. And I feel like we were both just like,
That's good.
Well, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's kind of fun. What is this? I get it. I like it. Yeah.
So, yeah, very true. Good advice.
Sorry, that was just a little flag. Okay, let's move into some spoiler talk. Let's get specific here.
Spoiler. Good, because I tried and I couldn't do it with the spoilers.
One of the many reasons I love you.
Now, apparently I was going into some spoilers. I didn't feel like I was.
I feel like the big reveal here is that his dad's been training him the whole time.
Yes,
from his childhood,
of
right?
Course.
All of the shit that he thought was just dumb. Okay. Yes, sorry. Continue.
No, you were the one talking.
I'm sorry. This is a small sidebar because the whole thing, to me, I can see an executive sitting in a room and talking to the writer and being like, okay, we want to do a James Bond spoof, but this is what we're thinking, okay? So, like, it's just this slubby kid, you know? He's just been, like, a shithead the whole time. And his girlfriend just fucking smoking pot, works at an electronics store or something, you know? And his girlfriend just, like, breaks up with him. And he's just like, ugh. And then his dad is James fucking Bond, okay? And it turns out that he's been training the whole time and he's actually a secret badass, okay? So this kid who's done nothing and earned nothing in his life is actually a fucking dope little killer. And so when his dad is like, oh, your life's in danger, it's not a big deal because he's already trained, okay? Mm-hmm. And then him and his dad get along, you know, whatever, in the middle of the movie. And at the end, him and his dad, you know, the main fight out with the big bad guy, and then his dad dies and he's like holding him
fast. This whole, you just
okay, but if people are listening to this part, they're either okay with that or, come on, you gotta know where this movie is going at the end. Come on.
Yeah, it does lay it out kind of clear for you. I wanted them all to live happily ever after. That's why I'm a little.
But that dad was never in his life. He can't just come back and suddenly be in his life. How do you be his dad? He says the whole time, I've never been a good dad, but this is just, he's just back to be James Bond here, mm-hmm. bro. So yeah. James Bond goes out with a bang. It's his last mission.
Or with a...
See, this is why I can see this whole thing as, like, the exec pitching, and the writer's just like, cool, yeah, perfect. Let's do that. Cool. We'll do a punch-up joke pass, and then let's make this movie.
It worked?
It did. This is a great, it's a great little movie, yeah.
So, yeah, when he finds out that he's, like, a secret little badass and can fight, I thought that was absolutely hilarious. He, like, kills this, like Asian man, and
Gino has
like, no idea what is happening, like, the whole time. He's like, let's just talk, man.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Are you okay? He, like, keeps checking to see if the guy he's beating the shit out of.
And then he ends up accidentally killing him because he doesn't realize it's so gruesome. It's like Game of Thrones gruesome.
Yeah.
And he, like, tries to convince his girlfriend that he's a badass, and he's like, I just killed a man, and then no proof.
Right.
No, nothing.
His dad has come in the middle of the night and miraculously cleaned all of the blood and replaced all the furniture, and, like,
this is, like, movie magic.
He James Bonds in, and everything's fine. Although I've never seen James Bond as really a cleaner. Like, that's a new job.
I feel like he had somebody.
Maybe he has a guy. He knows a guy. Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
And then finally,
the girlfriend's like, get the F out.
Mm-hmm. And the dad meets with the son after, like, I don't know how long they haven't met each other. That they're just like...
Sure, yeah. He's like in and out of his life, I guess.
Yeah, something like that. They never really say how long he's been out.
Yeah, since he was like 18, I think, probably.
They go to, like, their old house, which looks like a little...
I think it's the dad's house, but yeah.
Yeah, which is, like, tiny castle in the middle of the...
like a farmhouse?
Forest.
Yeah. And then I'm like, what? Where is this?
It was so beautiful, but it was just, like, so
like
random.
This beautiful Spanish villa in the middle of nowhere. You're just like, wait, what?
This is where you grew up? Like, this is where you're a piece of shit?
Hashtag privilege.
Yeah, seriously.
So, yeah, he's and a little farm boy.
And then it all just goes crazy from there. Like, all the bad guys get there.
Can we just pause for a moment and mention that he fucking threw a thing, a farm tool.
Into
I think
the
a mallet, like a stone mallet, just fucking frisbeed that shit right into the tree and domed a guy who then fights him for the next 10 minutes. I was like, whoa,
this is crazy.
The violence in this movie is just as silly as the dialogue. Like,
it was very well executed. Just like the fight choreography was so good.
Yeah,
and all
very articulate.
This.
You
it
had
a lot.
Great idea of what was going on, like who was, like what weapons were being used on whom.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they have to end up escaping from there, but
right,
they kill
a whole
all
bunch of
the
these
guys.
Other dudes that show up too with guns and shit.
And
They're like sitting behind a wooden table and like just getting peppered around them, like yep. never getting shot. It's just like, boy, this table sure isn't holding up in the spots that we're not, but it's fine where we are.
Whatever, I accept it.
Exactly. You're just like, this movie is just constantly like hand waving away reality. Because it's just like, it's James Bond. It doesn't matter. It's James Bond.
I absolutely love too that the friend already knows.
Yeah.
Friend already knows it's the audience whole story. Character. Yeah. So like,
it's great.
He
yeah.
explains to him, he's like, look, he's your, like, dad, yeah, yeah. your dad's a spy, obviously, so the bad people have to be who he works with.
It's the government.
Because
okay?
that's always who it is. He's like, who? Jason Bourne? Yeah. It's the agents. And James yeah. Bond? It's the agents. Yeah. Like, it's the people he's working for. And you're just like, oh, yeah, that Thank totally you. Makes sense. Yes. Yeah.
Or, yeah, and, you're like, yes.
But obviously. Nobody listens to him because...
Right, because he's the dumb friend.
Yeah.
Who's always right.
And who's also in love with... The character.
Yeah, who's secretly in love with his best friend.
Yep.
The
So funny. It like, is true, true bromance yeah. in this movie.
Yeah. It reminds me actually a little bit of, like, Broad City with, like, Alana, like, yeah. loving Abby a little yeah. too much.
Yeah. She's yeah. like, marry me.
And she's just like, I'm sorry, what?
This is exactly where that is.
Yeah, it's in that right little pocket right there.
It's so good. And then it ends up that, like, his... The friend's mom is actually one of the bad guys.
And also his girlfriend is the friend's brother. So it's like this weird little so love good. Triangle.
So good. And so Mr. James Bond character gives everybody this truth serum.
Right. They're sitting around the breakfast table.
And is questioning each one of them because he knows that one of them has to be bad. And as the audience member, you're watching this and you're like, well, none of them are obviously bad because right. they're all so mundane and right. just having the most boring breakfast and right. just talking about these ridiculous things that were so yeah. funny.
Such so funny jokes. Like, funny. Such a great dialogue escalation. Yeah, like,
was,
what secret do they reveal around the table? It's like, that's so, a hilarious thing to talk about as the writers. So that I'm glad that they found that, mm-hmm. like, hilarious mm-hmm. bit. It's like,
I don't want to spoil that for you guys yeah, because yeah, I really just want you guys to, like, watch this movie and enjoy. That is a hilarious,
like, 1 minute of, like, just a sequence of escalations of hilarity.
So good. And then at the end, after it's escalated already too much, then you find out the mom.
Right, the mom is just like a snitch.
Like, for the
her
bad
secret.
Guys.
You get like this series of like crazy and crazier secrets. And then the mom is just like, I'm the snitch and I told them you're here already. They're probably going to be here in a minute. And they're just like, wait, what? This is great. So just like the movie is very well done at like undercutting its own jokes. Mm-hmm. Like, so that it bounces back and forth between mm-hmm. hilarious and like action very well.
Yeah. And then let's fast forward yeah. to the end where he's yeah. now strapped with bomb.
Sorry, but can we just rewind like a little bit where the girlfriend just gets stabbed in the fucking eyeball?
God.
I did not expect that movie to do
yeah,
this.
Why?
I don't know. There seemed to be a lot of just like unnecessary
violence,
like slapstick violence, yeah. like the dog blowing up.
Ugh, that's the one that I didn't.
I'm
expect.
Just like,
I didn't even want to talk about it because how? I was just like, it's not real. That didn't happen. It you know what? Out of all the movies that I've seen with a dog dying, this was probably the most acceptable though, because it's just
it's
like
just so silly.
It's so
and
silly.
Ridiculous.
The dog
yeah.
just like blows up, but you don't like, see anything.
We gotta
and...
teach the audience how to this thing happens.
And Hope. It's just like the collar that's on. Fire at the end,
yeah,
which is kind of funny.
So
it doesn't
silly,
leave
yeah.
anything gruesome.
Yeah. It's like a very gruesome movie except for the dog dying. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean?
But that's also because like James Bond character was so in love with this dog.
Yeah.
I think in a way it was
yeah,
just like
gotta
they
kill
couldn't
it too.
They couldn't show too much because
yeah.
or else it would have been too drastic for James Bond too.
It becomes a John Wick instead of a James Bond.
Yeah. And still haven't seen that movie. But
but I understand the
But yeah, and now can I fast forward?
Yes, please.
To
Sorry.
Bombs being strapped
yeah.
to the main characters. And, of course, James Bond has to come and save the day. And the bomb... I love that plot twist at the end, too, that the bomb... The person who is supposed to disarm this bomb
mm-hmm.
is the bad guy. And it's just like... There's nothing I can do. And everybody's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, oh,
and then
God.
He leaves. And then...
In the bomb suit.
Yeah, in the
yeah,
bomb
yeah.
suit. And it's actually the bad he's guy. It's like, so great. Such
it's
a
like
great...
It's like his disguise.
Great
yeah.
reveal,
yeah.
too.
Well, yeah.
And I don't feel like I was expecting it.
I only expected it because in that one shot you see him leave, and I was like, "There's the bad guy."
Yeah, but they dragged drag that for so long.
Yeah, they hide it for a long time. Yeah,
it was really well done.
Very well done until James Bond figures it out, and then you're like, "Welcome, audience, to the what's happening."
And it's hilarious because in order for the bomb to stop.
His heart has to stop.
Yes. So they're trying to figure out what's going to happen. How are they going to stop this bomb?
It's
just such
a silly bomb. It's and like, they... you can't take it off. You can't disarm it. But it will get disarmed if his heart stops.
Yes. The most...
It's like, so there just needs to be no heartbeat on that thing so I could just unplug it from his chest and it would seem like his heart stopped?
No, because that would be disarming it.
I don't know. Whatever.
Movie
it's
magic.
Hand wavy. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So he's got this bomb with those specific set of requirements that his heart needs to stop. Nothing else can disarm it.
And because he's so deathly allergic to peanuts.
Yeah.
I think to all nuts.
Yeah, just nuts, whatever.
And his dad's like, you have to
So they do
have
an extended bit to kill him with peanuts.
But that is the most hilarious
And then they Mission Impossible 3 him back to life.
Yeah, great reference.
Thank you.
But pound hilarious how he just says, like, please cremate me. Like, don't let anybody see my face. I am disgusting.
That is As my, he's dying, that is my he's dying wish. Up, don't let them see my face.
Which is so funny.
Yes, yes, and so true.
Of course, James Bond saves the day, so...
Well, yeah, he never fails, except for...
Oh, that is also
his life is in his own hands.
Phrase, which is great.
Yeah, I never fail.
Anacleto nunca falla.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So good.
Anacleto nunca falla. Yeah.
And...
Instead of Bond, James Bond.
Yes.
Nunca falla.
At the end, I guess we know what has to happen.
Yes.
James Bond has to die.
He has to leave the son's life forever.
Since he was never there.
Exactamente.
And the son ends up almost exactly where he was, except now he knows who he is, and now he's a badass.
Not exactly where he was. The complete
opposite.
He's
he's
I'm turning my life around.
Yes.
I'm going to be a good man. I'm going to be on an adventure. I'm going to learn how to drive cars. You know, all this shit.
But...
And then just ends the up exactly, best fucking possible twist.
That's what I meant by he ends up exactly where he was, where it all started.
But still broken up with.
Still broken up with. Now that his girlfriend has no eye and has just gone through the most crazy couple of days with her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, whatever. She's like, maybe I just need somebody who's going to be a little more chill, who just wants to sit on the couch.
The exact opposite
who doesn't
of what she says
go
at the
out.
Beginning of the movie. It's so great.
So funny. Just the full
the
circle.
The thesis statement of this movie is women will always change their mind.
I think it's just women don't know what we want.
That's fair. That's an equally good
we
thesis
don't
statement.
Know what we want.
Women
we
don't
just,
know what they want.
We just know it when we have it. And even when we have it,
You're
we
like,
get tired
I want
of it.
Else.
Yep.
It's so fun. That I think that is honestly my favorite twist gag of the movie is that she's just like, I actually, after what I've been through, I'd like just some peace and quiet. I'd like to just sit on the couch and watch.
We didn't mention that in the beginning she breaks up with him because she wants adventure. And
she
wants
she's like going to India next week.
Yes.
And like,
she needs somebody who's
like,
going
to
go out
I
there.
I have to be find myself and like, I want adventure. Yeah.
Yeah. And turns out she didn't want any of that.
Well, she found it.
Yeah, or she had it. She was like, I'm tired of this. That was a lot.
Yeah. Lost an eye for it.
So good.
Yeah, it was a fun,
such a
fun-ass movie.
Yeah. And I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, no.
And I don't
familiar with none of the people involved.
And I work with a lot of people.
Yeah. How hilarious would it be if you, like, know, like,
or if one of them knows.
Yes. Yeah, your
somebody.
Boss is like, oh, yeah, I love that movie.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
my
Spain
best friend
Spanish.
Made
yeah.
that movie.
Yeah, you should talk about it. It works
maybe,
sometime.
But...
Maybe.
Yeah, Spy Time. It's...
Spy Time on
apparently
Netflix.
Rated TV mature. I wonder why.
Because all the blood and violence. And I feel like probably in Spain, the language is bad. I don't know.
Oh, dude, no. In Spain, everybody
I'm
talks
like, yeah,
really
like cussing
bad.
Is the only bad in America, apparently.
Yeah,
like,
they all cuss in a normal, that's just their regular way
like,
of talking.
Yeah.
And this movie's not that old, actually. It came out in 2015.
Right.
Which is insane.
It's a Warner Brothers movie, right?
Yeah.
So they must have credit. Distributed or
bought it. Yeah, I think distributed more than anything.
It feels like that.
But I don't feel like they had anything to do with...
Yeah, no.
The movie. But I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows? Now Netflix has it.
Yeah.
This is one of the movies. So I would say, when would you recommend this? If you're like, when is a time to be like, oh, this is the movie to watch? Like, if somebody's in what kind of mood or like...
I think if I'm with friends and we're in like a good mood.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, we're in the mood to like have a lighthearted, well, not lighthearted, but just like comedy relief.
Sure, like a funny action movie.
That isn't too much. You know, when you think of comedy, a lot of, especially for girls, it's like a romantic comedy.
Sure, those are your options.
Yeah, that's all that we're given. And this is like a good action and comedy and eye candy.
Sure. Do you feel like the female character was compelling to you?
Yeah, she was like, oh, man. I think she was compelling to me because she was just like so strong in everything she did.
Uh-huh.
Like she's like, I'm a nurse. Like, right. Like I'm this, I'm that, I'm going to India, you know, like so many cool things that I was just like, damn girl, get it. Like, okay. Yeah, you do you. And then, you know, she's at the club and she's just like, I don't care.
I'm feeling myself. Beats the shit out of her brother.
Yeah. And that's also hilarious. That reveal too.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was pretty compelling. And then even though she like strings him along throughout the whole movie and then at the end still like is like, nope.
Cuts him loose. Yeah.
JK, I still am like, you go, girl.
Get yourself on a couch.
Yes.
With a quiet man and a glass of wine.
You don't need this man.
Get out of this life.
Yeah. 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 So she was pretty, she was fun.
Cool.
And I mean,
I gotta be honest, when we started with the protagonist who was just like, bleh, I was like, oh boy.
The James Bond character?
No. The like protagonist, the son.
Oh, really?
When we started there, I was just like, I know he's going to be a secret agent now. I was like, he has so much to grow. He's secret agenting.
I liked him.
Yeah, but if you found him attractive, then that just smooths over everything.
Yeah, of course. So it's just like, well, he's pretty.
He's very whiny. Mm-hmm. I just found his face punchable, so...
Okay.
That was his character, not like the actor. The actor is very like pretty. He's very good. Yeah. I enjoyed his performance. It's just like the character is so punchable.
Yeah, definitely.
I just knew immediately. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked the movie. I would recommend it. I would say, yeah, especially if like you speak Spanish and it's like a movie you can have on in the background if you don't need to read the subtitles.
Yeah.
But if you need to read the subtitles, then it's just like a fun little romp. It's not that long either, right? It's only like an hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like a 90-minute movie, just like in and out, quick, clean.
Yeah.
Not clean, very messy of a movie.
Yeah.
In terms of the blood.
But something quick that you can watch. It's not like a two-hour movie.
It's not a slog
at all. It's not actually James Bond. I was surprised.
It felt like a 50-minute movie.
Yeah.
Like, it was over real fast.
Yeah.
It is a quick mood.
Yeah. So, go watch it, guys.
Yeah. Thank you very much for listening to this.
If
you've made it all the way to the end.
Yeah.
I don't know how long this is at this point, but...
We'll try to...
We're going to find out.
This is our first episode, so cut us a break, but... But, you know, we're going to try to get better at not talking over each other.
Yes, mostly me. I know it makes for the best podcasting when we both talk at each other.
Yeah, definitely.
But, so. Yeah. Are there any other things to say?
Quote of the day.
Quote of the day. Okay.
Anacleto nunca falla. That's the quote of the day.
Quote of the day from the movie we reviewed.
Yeah. Yep.
How about just like the best line of the movie?
Well, I didn't write it down.
That is the best line of the movie.
Well, that's what he keeps saying. Oh, the best line is that at the end, the dad tells him with tears in his eyes, just goes, I hope I didn't fail you, son. And then dies in his arms. And then the son gets up and goes, Anacleto nunca falla. Which was just like, damn!
Damn! So the tear just bumped the chest.
So good.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, thanks, love. This was fun.
Thank you.
Let's do this again.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.